Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship radio station here in Tampa, Florida, my Salem Media Group flagship station, that is, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, our men and women out there behind the wheels of the big rigs out there, coast to coast, border to border. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler. It's at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to take advantage of. And joining us right now to start out the Monday morning, bright and early, from California IA, it is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Oh, there they are. They've been waiting for 2 hours to do that, and they're doing it. And now they're going to stop.
All right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and more people need to understand that, and we need to realize the place we're at in history right now can be changed with a little bit more inspiration and a little bit more dedication from those that are out there that can do something about it. Now, the big news that we start out with, Kyle, is a cyber attack on the Colonial U.S. pipeline. Has been linked to, of all things, a criminal gang known as Darkside. Now, they cultivate a Robin Hood-type image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut of their takes to charity. Now, we don't know if the Colonial Pipeline has actually given them any money or not, but we do know that the price of gasoline that we were told by the Secretary of Commerce, well, don't worry, you don't have anything to worry about. We're working very vigorously with the Homeland Security Department to address the problem, calling it a top priority of the administration, but we still don't know what's going on exactly, because there's a lot of oil that goes from that from the oil fields over to the refineries in the Northeast, the big refineries to produce the oil to keep the big vehicles running over there up and down in North and South and East and West, and it's a Georgia-based company, and we just don't know where we're at right now with that.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The pipeline, it encompasses some 5,500 miles, and it carries an awful lot of fuel. It also helps to provide fuel for airports, including in Atlanta and Baltimore. And what we're learning right now, Captain, is that about 5 days could be the critical factor here in terms of seeing some real impact from this, because as we understand, the Colonial Pipeline is wanting to bring their systems online, but we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. Of course, they've been working with third-party cyber security experts and so forth, but again, this could have a massive impact in a very short period of time.
Well, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, who's the former governor of Rhode Island, said that we're working in partnership with business to secure the networks and defend ourselves. It's all hands on deck. We're working closely with the company, state, and local officials. We don't expect energy prices to go up. Well, I got news for you. From the time that this thing came out, it took about 2 hours for the prices in my backyard to go up 5 cents a gallon. I watched it happen.
Yes, exactly right. And we do see that the gasoline futures are jumping as a result of this as well. So, yes, this is some kind of cyber attack, as you mentioned, a ransomware, basically.
Yeah.
So again, this has quite an impact.
And speaking of Rhode Island, we have a newspaper article that was written by a columnist in Rhode Island, which said that Mike Pence was coming to Hillsborough County for the Lincoln Day dinner on June the 3rd, and he was going to split with President Trump, and some dramatic changes were going to be announced by the vice president, and it was all going to happen in Tampa on June the 3rd. But there's two problems, Kyle.
What's that?
Number one, there is no Lincoln Day dinner in June. And number two, somebody forgot to tell the Hillsborough County Republican Party about it because they have no idea.
Well, this sounds like quite a yarn then, doesn't it?
Fake news.
Yeah.
Okay, who is this guy that wrote this?
We're finding out that name. We're trying to find out his exact article. But the idea, though.
Well, he's a crank.
Mm-hmm.
Crank.
Well, exactly. I mean, again, the idea, of course, what the thrust of the article would be, or what the notion is that you're going to see Mike Pence deliver this major departure from Donald Trump. He will essentially denounce him and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this ramps up the overall.
At a Lincoln Day dinner that isn't even going to happen because there's not going to be one in June, and Pence isn't even invited.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
What a crock of you-know-what.
Well, but it goes along with this overall narrative that somehow there's this major conflict going on in the Republican Party.
But it's an outright lie, and for the people up there in Rhode Island, you need to be ashamed of yourself if you're allowing somebody like this to write articles in a paper, and you're up there sitting there believing it. Gee whiz. Hold on, pal. I'll be right back with more, and I have just started.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. Oh, Kyle, it got repetitious there for a minute, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's good. Gets the message out.
Yep. Now, this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for just about 6 years now, and I take it as a regular part of my regimen for to keep my health in check here, if you will. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is one of the problems I have. And it also helps to lower or eliminate the pain that you have associated with whatever the problem is you're having. It could be arthritis, bursitis, rheumatism, whatever. But Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Best part of it is, guess what? It's 100% drug-free, and I love that part of it. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins, and it also supports a healthy response so you can heal and get back to doing what you need to do. Now, you can try it. The 3-week quick start is $19.95 by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's there. It'll answer all the questions you got. And then all it's going to cost is $19.95 to try the 3-week quick start. You'll know whether or not it's going to work for you or not. relieffactor.com/captain. All you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, now, so the Chinese rocket came down in the Indian Ocean, NASA's all bent out of shape about it because not a word was said to them about what was happening and where it was happening. We had to kind of do a little guessing. There were pictures of it coming down out of the sky. You could see it. Did you see any of those?
I did. I did see some of those videos, yeah.
So I don't know where we go from here, but there's a lot more junk up there that could be coming down at any time, right?
Well, yeah, there is. But in this particular case, as you said, NASA is not very happy. They also sort of called out, I think, what they called China's unprofessionalism, basically, about these kinds of launches and their program. So this could develop into a little bit more than just a professional rivalry, for sure.
All right. Now, there is an audio here that I want to play real quick that deals with the cyber attack. And this is from about 2 hours ago. So let's find out what's going on here.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said she will work very vigorously with the Homeland Security Department to address the problem, calling it a top priority for the administration. She told CBS's Face the Nation that U.S. officials also are working with the company, state, and local officials to restore operations and avoid disruptions in the energy supply. Colonial Pipeline delivers roughly 45% of fuel consumed on the East Coast. Greg Clugston, The White House.
All right. So that's the latest on that one, Kyle. And hopefully we can get this taken care of and under control here, because this is going to be some serious stuff.
Well, exactly. And so whatever is stored right now, that's why those 5 days are pretty critical in making sure that they get the flow restored, because otherwise the storage, whatever's stored right now, that'll start to run short.
Well, yeah, and we don't know about the 5 days for sure. It could be less for that, for all we know, right?
Well, exactly. In other words, they've been saying that they're going to get it up and running as fast as possible. But in terms of, I think there's pretty much a 5 day window or so that it looks like that they would need to be able to get that done by, just to make sure that they can start to reestablish the general flow of fuel.
Okay, now, President Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan is rife not only with waste, fraud, and abuse, but also corruption, so says House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But the inflation we're going to see is going to be a Biden tax on the lower-income families, according to Kevin McCarthy, who had a lot to say yesterday on TV.
Well, yes, exactly right. And of course, you know, the more that corporations, just for one thing, get their taxes raised, that increases their overall cost of doing business, and they're going to pass that on to the customers. And that, even in and of itself, is going to have the effect of having taxes go up on lower-income people.
Well, anytime you raise taxes on corporations, they turn around and raise the cost of their product. So, consequently, people wind up paying more. So, wherever you're at on the spectrum, get ready. Now, the other thing that was said yesterday, which is not really a surprise to me, was Kevin McCarthy confirmed Sunday that he backs New York Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Liz Cheney as the chairperson of the party caucus.
Yes, that's exactly right. And one of the ways that this is being spun in the media is somehow that this has to only to do with people have to come in and swear faith to Donald Trump, and that there's this big big rift in the Republican Party and so forth. But you know what, Captain? There's absolutely nothing in the sense that, well, wait a minute, you want someone who's going to be in the party, who's going to articulate the basic party values in the way that seems to drive the party forward. And Liz Cheney doesn't really seem to be doing that these days, so they obviously want to make a change. It's not just that she's not going to kiss the ring of Donald Trump or this kind of thing, ultimately she's not helping the party move forward.
Well, the media is having a ball by pointing out the fact that Liz Cheney voted with Kevin McCarthy and his wishes 93% of the time, and Elise Stefanik only did it 78% of the time. Like, that's a big deal. Well, first of all, you've got a first term congresswoman coming into Congress who's going to do what she feels is best according to her constituents. Now, will that change a little bit? We'll see, because right now we know that the Democrats are nobody's friend in the Congress, and they're just trying to ram every damn thing through that they can possibly do to try to ruin and wreck this country, because they're on a mission. Their mission is to fundamentally change America.
Right. I think if there's a loyalty or fealty test, I think that certainly exists in the Democrat Party.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, big time. And so, again, it's one of those projection things where they like to try to make sure that whatever they're kind of up to, they accuse a bunch of other people of doing so that they can continue to operate the way they do.
Now, the COVID vaccine passport is now starting to become reality in parts of Europe.
Yes, that's what we're finding out about. It looks like what they want to do is they're wanting to set a global standard for these quote unquote vaccine passports.
Now, Florida has said, and several states have said, they're not going to adhere to that. They're going to nullify it through the 10th Amendment. But the fact of the matter is, the United States government under Joe Biden, I believe, will go by this.
Well, sure, exactly. I mean, it becomes, you know, when we hear about baseball stadiums wanting to have COVID, you know, or I should say vaccinated only sections, certainly here in the very near future.
And walk up vaccinations.
And walk up vaccinations,
yeah.
Exactly. But if you're going to want to get on an airplane or do other kinds of activities, you know, the only way that we may see mask requirements be relaxed, especially in private industry, is if you can walk up and say, look, here's my vaccination passport, for lack of a better term, in order to not have to mask up when going to an amusement park or going to the movies or going to a restaurant.
Yeah, and again, some of what they're saying makes absolutely no sense, because herd immunity, which has come to some of these states, and even though they're not, nobody's agreeing with saying, oh yeah, we've got herd immunity in Texas. I mean, the numbers are showing that that's indeed the case.
Well, exactly right. I think one component of this is going to be the idea that so many businesses, big businesses and small businesses alike, are worried about litigation, worried about somebody saying, well, I came to your place and you didn't have everybody wearing masks and I got COVID. Even though the herd immunity may be obtaining here in many cases, I think they're still going to be operating from a fear of people looking for opportunity to sue.
Right. Now, you know you're in trouble when your Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, gets disqualified, could be disqualified, that is, over a positive post-race test, and the legendary trainer has been barred from the racetrack for the horses.
Yep, that's right.
You know you're in trouble.
Yeah, we'll have more, too. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a busy news night. We're watching a couple of things here. We'll get back to you with that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
COVID cases in the United States have continued their slow decline, with the seven-day average of new cases falling to a little more than 40,000 a day. That's the lowest level since last September. And with cases and hospitalizations falling, many are calling for restrictions to be rolled back. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes it is time that indoor restrictions in some areas can begin to be eased. The former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration tells CBS's Face the Nation that San Francisco is one place where local officials should look at rolling back those restrictions.
And that's probably partly what's holding back the economy right now. People are not going back to work, not just because of the benefits. I know there's been a lot of talk about that, but also because they're being told they have to wear masks and still have to exercise cautions that probably in many parts of this country you don't have to do. You look at San Francisco, 20 cases a day, more than 70% of the population vaccinated, very good testing in place. They don't need mask ordinances indoors anymore, and certainly not outside.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can find out anything you want by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. It's just that simple. You can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or a boat or an RV or an ATV. They'll insure all of that, but more importantly, they'll insure your house or your apartment or your condo, and they'll do it and bundle it with your auto insurance, and you can save a boatload of money. Believe me, I've done it. That's what I do. They cover my homeowners and my automobile insurance. So give them a try. See what they can do to save you money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's been an extremely violent weekend, Mother's Day weekend. I hate to even go there with this, but we've had a number of shootings out there, including an entire family in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
That's exactly right, Captain. Yes, very, very sad stories coming out of number one, Colorado Springs tonight. This was a birthday party. Evidently, a man came in and opened fire. He killed seven people, including himself, I believe, turned the gun on himself.
It was the boyfriend of one of the daughters, right?
It was a boyfriend who came in to a birthday party and, again, opened fire. This occurred at a mobile home park in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Then there was another shooting, this one happening at a Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Phoenix. Seven people were wounded and one person killed after police responded to what's being described as some kind of argument. That was early Sunday morning. And it looks like there's another shooting that happened in Denver. They're investigating three different scenes near Speer after two men were shot in that area as well on Sunday. Again, cause and all the motive unknown at this point. But yes, just these three incidents alone, very, very sad and violent Mother's Day.
Yeah, well, I know the one in New York City, there's a video on Fox that shows the police officer, a female police officer, running down the street with the wounded baby in her arms, headed for first aid or an ambulance or something, but it wasn't very far away, and she was on a sprint with the baby in her arms.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. This is two women, I believe, and a four-year-old girl had been shot near Times Square. So, again, it's this kind of thing that just breaks your heart.
Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden praised their moms on Mother's Day amid the progressive talk of not calling them moms anymore. You are aware that we weren't supposed to be calling them mothers, right? Or fathers?
Well, I heard that, yeah, that somehow the language on that is also going to be somehow changed. Or at least
now,
somebody
the language was supposed to be birthing people. And I guess on Saturday, when I was at the gun show in Sarasota, wishing a happy Mother's Day to all the moms that were around. And by the way, a lot of moms got guns bought for them on Saturday. Trust me, I was watching it. But I guess maybe that instead of me saying happy Mother's Day, I should have been saying Happy Birthing People Day. Laughing Man, I don't think, agrees with that. Okay, nope. Yeah, that's exactly the way I feel about it. Stupid, hilarious, dumb are just the three words that come to mind right off the bat.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can call it whatever they want. I'm still going to call it Mother's Day and say Happy Mother's Day. But
certainly.
You know, this is, I think, part of an insidious sort of thing where, again, you start taking control of the language, where people can only speak a certain way and so forth. But that's, you know, we've seen this kind of thing before, of course, in history. But Mother's Day, can I use a Joe Biden expression and say,
sure.
Come on, man.
Sure. Absolutely.
Come on, man.
Well, he wished his mother, you know, anyway, the way he did it was he said Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and he wished his mother in heaven Happy Mother's Day too. But let's move along because we got a couple things to talk about. Gordon Chang, who is very well versed on China, says that communist China has committed mass murder on Americans. Now, is he referring to the Wuhan Chinese virus that we're not supposed to call it that either?
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like it. Yeah.
So I wonder if Joe Biden is just not moving quite fast enough on China.
Well, watching Joe Biden and China and his response, his posture on China and so forth, this is going to be very telling. And certainly the American people, in some ways, believing that they were voting for a particular kind of thing regarding China and Joe Biden, they may find out that they're getting a very, very different thing regarding China and Joe Biden. So, again, this whole thing started, and we saw that it was coming, you know, essentially coming out of Wuhan. That's the best guess and the best sort of information that we have, and yet now it's fallen very, very silent as far as the American government is concerned.
And who was the American concern that led the charge to see to it that the Wuhan laboratories got some funding from the United States? Wasn't it this little Dr. Fauci and company at the National Institute of Health?
Well, see, this is where it really starts to become, I guess, what our British friends would call a very sticky wicket.
Let me explain, because it boggles the mind, folks, that Dr. Anthony Fauci, in his role as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, continued to research and cooperate with the Wuhan Institute of Virology that was studying coronaviruses, and they were actually sending laboratory animals back and forth in the mail to each other.
Yeah, and I think that what they were trying to work on was this technical notion called, gaining control of function or something like that, where they're doing this very, very specific viral research.
I'll tell you a little secret that's not a secret. He, meaning Dr. Fauci, had to know full well that the Wuhan lab, any organization in China that was connected to the Communist Party of China at the hip, as well as the People's Liberation Army. He had to know it. What were we doing cooperating with China? These are some really serious questions that we need answers to. But again, Senator Ron Johnson yesterday said he's been trying to get answers out of the federal government for years. He's not holding his breath because they're not telling him anything.
Well, as this all went down, Captain, when President Trump, talked about the Wuhan virus, and we saw what was happening in Wuhan. We also made a lot of different sort of inferences of what was happening overall in China, and how bad it really, really was for the Chinese as COVID-19 began its spread in that area. Somehow President Trump talking about it became this big political nightmare, and nobody was allowed to call it the Wuhan virus anymore because that was xenophobic or some other kind of thing, as opposed to talking about it. Again, if science is the word science really means knowledge, right? So we're trying to deal in knowledge and facts. And where this virus came from is incredibly important. If it came from China, if it came from Mars, we have to figure out where this thing came from so that we can be better prepared to deal with it. But yet the politics took over. That was horrific.
Well, here's the deal. It's still around.
Yeah.
It's not going away. And there are more variants of the coronavirus starting to surface. But then again, this has been the fact with the coronavirus for years and years.
Well, of course it has. Of course, and of course, the coronavirus, the family of the coronavirus, basically, this is evidently what was being researched, or at least that's what we can infer from a lot of the information that we have. It wasn't simply passed from a bat into the human population. I mean, as far as we can tell, it would have to be engineered in so many ways to do what we see it doing.
And then there was NBC's Chuck Todd on Meet the Press talking to and asking questions of little Dr. Fauci. Well, he failed to ask a key COVID question, which started an absolute fire on social media. What was that question?
Well, again, having to do with the origins of the coronavirus.
And Dr. Fauci was right up to his eyeballs and alligators in that one, wasn't he?
Exactly right.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back for the Truckers Highway Advisory Report. Tonight, it's going to be a deep purple night, so we're going to get going with that, but don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, Wayne. Double D Ranch. She and her husband run that ranch, and that's just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hooah out there. Everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, the largest truck stop chain in the country. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and guess what? Join the Drivers Club, because then you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store. They all add up, and before you know it, you might be able to get yourself something really nice for Christmas or others around you. I know Catwoman and Roll Dog bought a whole bunch of presents for the grandkids and whatnot, so there you go. Alrighty, we're going to get started right now. It's a Deep Purple night. Thank you. goodness. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, 1972. Kyle, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's a great track from Deep Purple, one of their best.
Yeah, buddy, and like I say, it's a Deep Purple night. We got another one coming next hour. We'll just surprise the folks when we come around with it. But we got to get to the weather because we got some messes going on here. You got weather out there, and boy, we got weather in the south tonight. So here we go. Isolated severe thunderstorms capable of producing large to very large hail, severe wind gusts, and a tornado or two may occur overnight through Monday across parts of south-central Texas into parts of Louisiana and Mississippi and possibly as far east as Alabama. So you got to be on your toes tonight. Keep the weather radios going, folks. And when you see the thunder and lightning up ahead of you, guys and girls on I-10, be advised it might not be just a regular old thunderstorm coming at you. So we also elevated to critical fire weather conditions and forecasts across parts of Northern California and the Southwest again on Monday. Meantime, heavy snow is forecast over parts of the Central Rockies from Monday afternoon into Tuesday. Denver, out west of Denver, you are going to get 8 to 16 inches, and above 9,000 feet, 2 feet or more. Go for it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're going to start in Northern California tonight with that fire weather warning, basically in the central northern part of California. This is going to stretch from about Redding all the way down to Modesto. You're going to look at perhaps some gusty winds, gusty north to east wind. You've got also low humidity, and that's going to be a combination for some dangerous fire weather. Expect the strongest winds on the to the west of the Sacramento Valley. So if you're coming up California 99, of course you're coming up Interstate 5 as well. You're going to be dealing with those. Also, we have a wind advisory down near Bakersfield. This is going to also be near Ridgecrest. Yes, the place where they have the big earthquakes in recent years along Route 14 in that area. You definitely want to be careful. That also covers Tehachapi if you're trucking through there. Fire weather warning in southern Utah tonight, St. George specifically, if you're coming up Interstate 15. And as the captain mentioned, a winter storm warning, this near Fort Collins, Denver, stretching down towards Colorado Springs, where it becomes a winter storm watch, also stretching up into the Cheyenne and Laramie area. And yes, you could have heavy snow, 8 to 16 inches, if you're going to be above about 7,500 feet or so. But this is going to impact travel, obviously. Looking at the forecast for Denver proper right now, looking at rain showers Monday and Tuesday, looking like the sun returns about Wednesday, but you've got yourself some pretty good winter weather, so be very careful. Fire weather warning covering most of western New Mexico tonight, so be careful there, including Alamogordo, and a frost advisory tonight, Captain, near Idaho Falls, also Pocatello, so if you're coming up Interstate 15, you've got that to deal with tonight.
Yep. Well, again, you guys and gals headed on I-80 west of Nebraska, make sure you got all your stuff ready because you might have to chain up, especially Elk Mountain and probably going down out of Cheyenne down into Laramie, so down into the valley. So we'll see. We'll see. But also on I-25, don't be surprised, west of Denver, going up over Eisenhower, you definitely are going to be in it, Eisenhower and Vail. Now, moving over into South Dakota, south-central South Dakota, just a little bit north of Sioux City, Sioux Falls, rather, you have got a frost warning there. Over in the central part, and to include Green Bay and Wisconsin, you've got a hard freeze warning and then a frost warning just below that over towards Madison. Northern Michigan, over on the east side of Lake Michigan, you've got a hard freeze warning. The rest of Michigan, it looks like LJ's going to get her toes a little cool because you got a frost warning there. And down in the
northern half of Ohio, a frost warning there. Erie, Pennsylvania, frost warning there. Most of Indiana, frost warning there. About half of Illinois, frost warning there. But now let's get down into where the trouble is tonight. You've got a severe thunderstorm warning, East Texas, just north of I-10, that area, and just north of I-10 in Louisiana. But there's a line of thunderstorms that's been working its way all the way through Texas and over into Louisiana. Some of that rain has been heavy at times. The wind has been, straight line winds have been gusting up to gale force winds there as well. You've got rain and some flooding going on right now in Mississippi along I-10 and north of I-10. Also down to the east side of New Orleans. Looks like you might be getting a little bit of it over there right on the line with Mississippi. And then on the east coast tonight, Kyle, from up there, Cape Conway, on down to Cape Hatteras, you've got a gale wind warning, which means you've got winds up to 40 miles an hour along the coastline. So hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, and folks will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff that your stations have to offer. We'll see you right after that. Don't go nowhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.